Bust out your wallets. Allegedly, House Speaker Mike Johnson is tossing around a few ways to get a vote on more Ukraine funding. To learn more, we're checking in with Congressman Jim Banks. Hey there, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Glad you're here, because rumor has it House Speaker Mike Johnson is open to holding a vote on more Ukraine funding once lawmakers, you know, like yourself, return from spring break next week. Is that rumor true?
I hope not. There have been some rumors about making it a loan. We all know that if you loan Ukraine money, they're never going to pay us back. So that would be very disappointing. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I voted against the nearly $150 billion that we've already sent to Ukraine. I'm the only member of Congress from Indiana who voted against the $40 billion. I think Senator Mike Braun voted against it as well at the very beginning and voted against a lot of it. Kayla, we have a wide open border. We have big issues in our own country, and we can't lead abroad and be a blank check, provide blank checks to the rest of the world when we have such big issues at home. So I really hope Speaker Johnson doesn't do that. I know that with a two-seat majority, Gallagher leaving in Wisconsin puts us down to a one-seat majority. I know the math is really hard in the House, but that doesn't mean he has to put a bill on the floor that betrays not just Republicans, but all American taxpayers around the country by shoveling out more money to a foreign country when we have big issues right here going on at home.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we could come up with a grocery list of other options where we'd rather spend some money, Congressman, not more money on Ukraine. I know you said it, that one of the ideas has been floated of a loan for this Ukraine funding. I've heard another idea of using Russian foreign assets potentially to pay for this aid. I mean, is there in any scenario from some of these ideas being floated out there, is there any scenario where you would be in favor of it?
I can't think of one.
Good.
It's insanity. So, you know, of course, I don't want to say that I'm against any idea that I don't know about that might make. I mean, I don't want to make a blanket statement, but I can't think of any option here that makes any sense to me. So, I mean, you think about the recent White House Schumer Lankford deal. It was another $62 mm-hmm. billion that they wanted to send to Ukraine. And I haven't seen any of these options that make any sense when, you add this up and you're talking about lots of money that every taxpayer is responsible for in the U.S. doesn't make any sense.
So do you think when you return next week here after spring break, though, that you will in fact be voting on this? Do you think a vote will come to the floor?
I'm reading all the things that you are.
Yeah.
I don't know why Mike Johnson is so determined. Would be so determined to do that, but not be determined to focus on our own border and issues here. So I hope these are just rumors. I hope this isn't the direction of the House leadership to go down this path. I know they'll be met with a lot of resistance.
Well, speaking of rumors and our lawmakers returning, as we know, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a motion to oust Speaker Johnson from his role as Speaker. And it seems like MTG has kind of also been walking back her comments, kind of walking back that motion, if you will. She has now said it was more of a warning shot to Johnson than anything else. Do you think there will, in fact, be a vote or not to oust him coming up in the future?
If he puts a bill on the floor that emphasizes aid to Ukraine over supporting our interests in America, like our own border, then yeah, I think there's a good chance of it. And in that situation, he might deserve it. But at the end of the day, these speaker fights have been distractions. I'm not sure at this point that anybody believes that getting rid of McCarthy and replacing him with Johnson has helped the cause in any way. So. When it comes to that, it's not productive. But if Speaker Johnson goes down this path of putting Ukraine interests over the United States of America's interests, then I think there's probably a good chance of it.
Aye. Going to be a lot going on when you return next week. Congressman, we'll be sure to check back in with you one week from today.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too. That's Congressman Jim Banks. He joins us every Wednesday at this time here on the program. Mobile News Time at 7.
Podcasts by Federated Media.